This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The budget process consists of preparing a number of documents, of which the estimates of revenue and expenditure is one of these documents. It is detailed with significant information. The central government accounts is divided into four components. The four components are the current account, the capital account, the fiscal balances, and the financing. We start with the current account. And the current account has been traditionally described as the recurrent account, and it is government routine operations. We can compare it to the household. The household has expenditures, routine expenditures, such as supplies, transportation, utility bills, and the household will receive monthly income. This is the household current operation. In the case of the government, its current operation comprises of its tax revenue and fees and fines and receipts of payments from departments. It also includes current grants, which are financial resources received from friendly persons, institutions, organizations to finance current expenditure. And then you have current expenditure, which is government routine expenditure. We normally subdivide this routine expenditure into the wage bill, expenditure on goods and services, interest payments, and also expenditure on social programs. In this account, we could have a current account surplus or a current account deficit. We have a surplus when revenue is higher than expenditure, and we have a deficit when expenditure is higher than revenue. We could also calculate the current account balance with grants, that is including the gifts, financial resources received, or without grants. So we have either surplus or deficit, and we calculate it with or without grants. To explain this, we had budgeted recurrent revenue of $786 million. That was our current revenue. We had current expenditure budgeted of $634 million. Therefore, we had a current account surplus with revenue more than expenditure of $152 million. Provision was also made for current grants, estimated at $17 million. Actually, it was $16.8 million. When we calculate the current account balance with the grant, we get a current account surplus with grants of $169 million. So in the current account, there is a surplus, $169 million, and this sum is available to contribute to your capital account. Let's move to the capital account. On the capital account, deals with government's financial transactions in assets that have duration of more than 1 year. It comprises capital grants, and these are financial resources received from friendly governments, institutions, individuals, targeted to finance capital expenditure. Then you have capital revenue, and capital revenue are the receipts received from the sale of assets. So if the government sell buildings, the government sell lands, this is capital revenue. The other component of the capital account is government capital expenditure. And this is government investment. The investment could be in your infrastructure, buildings, purchase of land, and even investment or purchase of shares in companies. And the final component is net lending. So it's capital expenditure and net lending. And here, net lending refers to the government providing loans to statutory bodies and state-owned enterprises, less what these companies, statutory bodies, and state-owned enterprises would have repaid to the government. On the capital account, we had estimated for receipt capital grants of $201 million. That's capital grants. We had capital revenue of zero. Capital expenditure of $225 million. So our capital account balance, excluding grants, will be negative $225 million. Let's look at when we include our grants. When we include grants of $201 million, we get a capital account balance of negative minus $24 million. There are some areas that we need to look at when we are depending on grants. One is the grant financing project consistent with our vision for the development of the country, or is it in keeping with the priorities of the donor country? Secondly, are we including projects in the budget to secure the grants if we are not ready for implementation of such project? And thirdly, grant financing is declining, so we need to be able to generate resources to finance our capital program.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.